and to demonstrate that he used the word sign here, not as something that naturally did good, he included the resulting consequence. And what was this? People will say, he asserts, that you are mad. However, this is not because of the sign's nature, but due to their foolishness. But when you hear of unbelievers, do not assume they are always the same individuals. At times they are those who are hopelessly ill and remain uncorrected, and at other times they could be those who can change. These people admire the great deeds of God that they hear about during the apostles' times, just like Cornelius did. Hence, his point is that prophecy is useful among both the unbelievers and those who believe. In contrast, the tongue, when heard by the unbelieving and thoughtless, is mocked as madness instead of benefiting from it. Indeed, to them it is merely a sign meant only to astonish them, whereas those who had understanding could also benefit from it, for which the sign was given. Just as there were not only those who accused them of drunkenness then, but also many who admired them for narrating God's wonderful deeds. It seems then that the mockers were those without understanding. That's why Paul didn't just say, "People will say that you are mad," he also added, "unlearned and unbelievers."